The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Wednesday, we talk tech with someone who is utterly passionate about it. Richard Pascoe, I love how excited you get about new tech.
I think we've got to be excited about something in our lives, especially at the moment as well. So, we need things to get excited about. So, yes.
Oh, mate, we don't blame you at all. I'm just checking out your Instagram, and there's a bunch of new devices that you've got your hands on this week. You can follow Richard at Adelaide Tech Guy. Let's talk about an operating system that will affect more than just the new laptop buyers for Apple. Big Sur has been released this week.
It has. So I'll put all this information up on the website as well. So, first of all, people say, can my Mac actually run it? If you get offered it, it will probably run on your computer as well. Yep. So, Macs from 2014 onwards can normally take it. If you didn't make the upgrade to Catalina, which was the last operating system, and you held off and think you can do it now, check your computer for old software. 32-bit software will not transfer over. And people say, what's the example of 32-bit software? Old versions of Microsoft Office will be wiped off. Anything that when you upgrade it, if it's 32-bit software, they basically just wipe the floor with it and remove it altogether. So just be aware of that. Also, it's a big update. It's over 12 gig when you go along and do it. So it's going to take time to go along and install and update it. And the key thing, Damon, as always, make sure you backed up your Mac with Time Machine before attempting any installation of a new operating system. You should be backing up anyway, but make sure you back up.
Some people will always avoid updating those first couple of days or even in the first week just in case there's bugs. But Mac and...
I've got to say, not a bad idea sometimes.
Okay, right. I mean, it's interesting because these operating systems obviously go through extensive beta testing, but there still can be bugs around?
It can be a piece of software that you've got that you were relying on that just does not work anymore. It basically knocks it off. I have a thing called Audio Hijack on mine for recording audio from different sources. Doesn't run on Big Sur yet at all.
Interesting. Okay, so something to be wary of. Okay, we talked about that new technology that I've been looking at in your Instagram account this week. New Apple computers are out, plus Apple has released their new HomePod Mini. You've got your hands on both. Give us your impressions.
Very quickly, the MacBook Pro is the fastest laptop I've ever used. It's blazingly quick on there as well. It boots in virtually no time at all, comes from sleep at no time at all. Handles, I've thrown a couple of quick things at it to make sure, how fast it is. Very, very impressed with the new M1 chip, got to say. HomePod Mini, their $149 bargain speaker on there. Got to say, great sound, Damon, for something so small. Probably, better sound than I've seen out of those other small speakers that are around at the moment. Love both products.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting this Christmas because you've got the Amazon Alexa, you've got the Google Home, and now Apple has a budget product in that range as well. So which one will win out? We'll watch with interest. Hey, this is an interesting one here because we often look at mobile phone prices, and every time there's a new mobile phone out, whether it's Samsung or Apple, we always kind of balk at the overall price. But comparatively to other countries, we might have it all right.
Thank goodness we don't live in Brazil. Brazil have the biggest markup on tech that in the world. So give people an example. The iPhone 12 Pro Max, which has just come out, $1,849 if you bought it here. That's pretty eye-watering, we've got to say. In Brazil, in Australian dollars, $3,500.
Oof, really? Wow. Is that just import excise or like?
Yeah, exactly right. If it's if they can tax it, they do in Brazil. If they don't make it in Brazil, it gets heavily taxed on there as well. So thank goodness I don't live in Brazil. I'll be broke.
Richard, a story of stolen Facebook passwords. What's gone down?
People might remember there was a link on Facebook one time that went along, and there were websites around it as well. See who has viewed your account.
Okay.
On there as well. And we're going back probably 12, 18 months ago, and lots of people logged on and did it. Unfortunately, It was run by a crime ring, and they tricked hundreds of thousands of people actually handing over their account passwords. Facebook got onto this once they discovered it and reset all of the accounts on there as well. But if you're a crime ring, Damon, and you go along and steal all of this stuff, it's all about you selling it afterwards as well, is it really?
Now, these guys, I suppose, they want to make the most out of that gathered information.
Yeah, so they stored it all up on the internet, but they forgot to actually put a password on their stuff up on the internet, so anybody could go in there and get it, including the authorities as well at the time. So not real smart, these people at all. But yeah, if you ever see anything like that on the internet, who's viewed this or who's viewed that, it's fake. Don't log on and do that, people, at all.
Always good to know when crime doesn't win. Let's jump into
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Let's go shopping, Richard.
Have you ever been to the Wish website?
I worry about you even bringing up Wish at all, because the secret listening devices on my computer are going to, you know, the marketing will be ramped up.
Exactly right. So the Wish word, they've got lots of crap on there as well.
They do.
But I saw an ad for a 15.6-inch full, and they describe FHD laptop. I understand that stands for full high definition laptop. And they're 8 RAM, not 8 gigabytes of RAM. And they advertised a 1 terabyte HD or a 512 SSD. That's the hard drive on there as well. They advertised had a Retina display, HDMI port. How much would you expect to pay for something like that, Damon?
Solid-state drives could be quite a lot. 16-inch, maybe on the cheap side, $1,000?
Yeah, $26.06. So doing some investigation into it, turns out, despite all the ad on there, and that's why if you ever go to the Wish website, mate, be careful about what you're advising. It's a hard shell for the laptop.
Yeah, good.
That's all it is. It's a plastic shell that will fit on something like this. But it gives the impression you're going to buy this. So I'd say, if you're ever buying anything from the Wish website, there's some dodgy stuff on there, kids, as well. Just be real careful about what you're about to buy.
Yeah, novelty items for Christmas. Maybe a Kris Kringle present for someone you don't like very much. But don't do that for shopping for yourself.
No, terrible stuff.
Richard Pascoe, thank you so much, mate. You can catch Richard at adelaidetechguy.com.au. We'll do this again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.